Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We do now, I believe, have a quorum. Once we complete the roll call, Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Celia, will you please call the roll?
Chair Richter.
Here.
Vice Chair Legg. Senator Brannon. Senator Clemens. Here. Senator Flores.
Here.
Senator Gates. Here. Senator Hayes. Senator Negron. Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Thompson. Quorum present.
Thank you. A quorum is present. Alrighty. If anybody wants to make comments on the items that will come before the agenda, on the agenda this afternoon, please fill out a speaker card, but you already know that. We have two bills, and then we have some confirmations to address. And with that, I'm going to go to Senator Bean. Senator Thompson, you're on the committee, so I'm going to out of respect, give Senator Bean, who's not on our committee, the opportunity to go first. Senator Bean, you are here to present Senate Bill 184 on Military and Veterans Affairs. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon to you and good afternoon, members. In keeping Florida with the most friendly veteran state in the nation, I present to you Senate Bill 184. And the first thing you're thinking after reading it, have we seen this bill before? Yes, we have. This bill passed not only this committee last year, but the full Senate. And this bill, as you will remember, does three things. One, it establishes a voluntary checkoff on driver's license and identification card applications to allow a veteran to request written or electronic information on federal, state, and local veterans' benefits and services. It also provides legislative intent regarding academic credit. How can we further along the education career of a veteran? Could they be given credit for things they do? And we actually encourage collaboration between Veterans Affairs and the Department of Education to see what we can do to advance further the education life of a veteran. And finally, it creates the Military and Overseas Voting Assistance Task Force to look at the issue of how military votes overseas. And could an online voting program be in the mix? Now, Mr. Chairman, you may have heard from others that say this can't be done. And so I say, let's bring the best and brightest minds together. And you can see within the bill, we get not only people in the military, but people in our Secretary of State's office, but also technical people that know computers and how, if we were to engage, how it would look, what it could do, how could we assure security, and how we move forward. So I think it's worthwhile an effort to look at it and to move it forward. So thank you for your consideration, and I welcome your questions, Mr. Chairman and members.
Thank you, Senator Bean. Are there any questions for the senator on the bill? Okay, seeing Senator Gates, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have you had any comment from the Division of Elections on the electronic voting prospects associated with this bill? I'm entirely in favor of it, but just wondering if they've weighed in.
Well, thank you very much, and through the chair. This year, we have not heard from the Division of Elections. Last year, they had concerns with it. I think they had a busy plate last year, and last year they would not felt it was too full for them to do it. But I think it's worthwhile. Veterans voting is an American as apple pie. Anybody voting is something worthwhile to consider, and particularly those that are putting their lives on the line. We need to study it. So hopefully it's worthwhile that they'll say, you know what, we'll come to the table and we'll make this happen.
Yep. Any further questions for the senator? Senator Bean, yeah, I'm going to make some comments on your last comments there, and I see on the task force that the Department of State's indicated that based upon existing studies of online voting and the capabilities of current voting systems, the Department of State has determined that secure electronic means do not satisfactorily exist. So it's my guess that this bill is going to help them, and that the Department of State, maybe they'll come around and thank you for getting a study as to how we can get through the obstacles. I did have a conversation with them earlier today, and they had mentioned that they had comments to you last year. I encourage you to keep speaking with them. Let's get through it. I think this bill or online voting is similar to a hurricane. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we know it will. And I believe at some point in our future that we will have an efficient means similar to this. And so the task force that you've put together is good. It's good for the military, and that's a great start.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Are there any further? Is there any debate? You're recognized. Oh, we have speakers. Thank you. Colonel Mike Prendergast. Hey, Colonel, how are you? Thank you very much. Next time you just either waive your support or come on up here so we make sure we get you on the record. I appreciate that, your support, Colonel. Do we have any other public speakers? Senator Bean, you're welcome to close on your bill.
I just closed, Mr. Chairman.
I do not have a speaker card. You got one for me? What's your name?
I love you too. Thank you, Ryan Fitz, Justice Jesus. We've seen this bill before, at least once. And the first part is fine, but the Section 2 and 3 is not. Section 2 talks about the task force. And I'll say, okay, is there an amendment here that he's getting rid of that? I think Representative, I think Stubbe had this last session or session before. It set up this task force about online, doing online voting. But didn't y'all do a bill last session to do online? And that, too, required Department of State to set up a full-blown, and of course, a very kind of heated feud between the secretary went between, I think it was appropriations, about doing that. Nevertheless, if I'm correct, y'all went ahead and passed it on the online issue. Here now you want to have a separate issue, which actually is already in that legislation y'all had passed concerning online voting statewide. Why now you want to set up a task force just for that, online ballots for overseas, when you already have obligated the secretary to do, period, online voting statewide in a past legislation you've already passed? Apparently you forgot that. Then point three. The court has made very clear that legislative intent, Section 3 of the bill, is not law. So whatever you're commanding in that, in other words, when you use the word, is the legislative intent or the legislature finds, whenever you start a paragraph or provision like that in a statute, the courts have made very clear that that is not to be followed, it's only directional, and it is not law. Well, that paragraph, as last time this bill was done, you have it layered with the wording intent findings, whichever word, in this case, intent. If you want that to be done, it must state that you want it done, not it is an intent. But then again, is that necessary? No. Again, our vets have a contract with the federal government. And I've said this to you many times. If you want to help them, you need to go to Congress and say, y'all need to fulfill the contract. Understand what? In other words, anyone who's been in the military knows. The government promises you all this stuff when you sign up. They promise you all this stuff. VA, matter of fact, they have their own hospital, benefits, everything. And what happened is, yes, I understand that our vets have been screwed from many past wars, going all the way back to at least the Second World War. The state is not supposed to handle and fulfill that contract fully. I understand you love them, and this state is trying to do that. But if you want to help them with things like in Section 3, you need to go to the Congress and tell them you need to fulfill your obligation. The state of Florida cannot now take our own way and yours just because you don't want to fulfill your part of the contract. I'm not trying to speak bad about the state or about this body, but I'm saying if you really want to help them, go to Congress and tell them, look, Florida did our part. We're not supposed to do it all. Now you need to fulfill your contract. Get lobbyists up there. I mean, you deal with the congressional delegation that we have and say this. How much more can we keep doing? Not because we don't want to, but we can't because what you want, the feds got. And we need to find some way to make them good on their contract. It's like, sir, you keep going on, because we keep doing this. I know we love the vets. I'm talking about Section 3 of the bill and the stuff that you're talking about doing. What you need to change, if you want to do it, it needs to be mandated, not intent. But, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll put in my card.
Members, please remember to fill out a card. And for clarification, the bill that we did last year did not have anything to do with online voting, as was just suggested. It was online registration, something different. So is there any debate? Any other further public appearance questions? Nope. Any debate? Senator Breen, having waived your close, will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Brainin. Yes. Senator Clements. Yes. Senator Flores. Yes. Senator Gates. Yes. Senator Hayes. Senator Negron. Yes. Senator Smith. Yes. Senator Thompson. Vice Chair Legg. Chair Richter.
Yes, and by your vote, show Senate Bill 184 being reported favorably. And just as a matter of information for the committee, before we pick up tab one, Senator Thompson's bill, I will just kind of report, since it was brought up about last year in the Department of the State, that our staff director and I had the opportunity to go out to the Department of State Technology Center earlier this afternoon, because if you may recall that some of the issues that the supervisors of elections were reporting had a lot to do with obsolete hardware, and Secretary Dessner reported that they were replacing that hardware in July, and he expected that would respond dramatically toward resolving some of those reported issues. The hardware was delivered in July. It's been installed. It's up and running. We went and saw it. It's got some close-by redundancy, and what was reported, it looks good, and it's been reported that the supervisors of elections, the calls and the comments and the concerns have been minimized by that, and they're only 80, 90 days into this, and there certainly hasn't been an election, but that hardware, for your information, has been installed, and the Secretary is pleased with the progress that it's made to date, just as a matter of information. So with that, we'll go to tab number one, Senate Bill 112 on absentee voting by Senator Thompson. Senator Thompson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senators, this bill would change any reference to absentee ballots to the words vote by mail. And this bill was passed by this committee last year, and it recognizes that in 1997, the Florida legislature eliminated the requirement to show cause and allowed any voter to vote by absentee ballot. And because you no longer have to show cause, we wanted to make it clear that people now can vote by mail, and that's what this bill does, and the change in terminology would prevent voter confusion. That is the bill.
Are there any questions for Senator Thompson? Senator Negron, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I read through the bill, but I just wanted to confirm with you. The only change in the bill is to where the word absentee ballot appears instead to have a vote by mail appearing. Is that correct?
That is the only change, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? We do have some appearance cards. Representing Miami-Dade County, Jess McCarty. Miami-Dade County waves in support. Thank you, Mr. McCarty. Representing themselves, Maria Snowman Baker. Wave in support. Thank you, Ms. Baker. Also representing themselves, Lisa Mazza, teacher. Thank you. Thank you for waving in support. Representing the Florida AFL-CIO, Rich Templin. You're recognized for comments, Mr. Templin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Senators, and welcome back to our fair city. We're glad you're here. I'll speak very briefly, but Senator Thompson and I have had an opportunity to talk about some of these issues. The Florida AFL-CIO stands in strong support of this legislation because while the changes appear to be minor, they are actually mighty in the furtherance of, I think, all of our shared goals in increasing participation in the representative democracy that we enjoy here in Florida and the United States of America. Three main factors. Number one, there's a growing body of research that examines the intersection of basic marketing principles and political science. especially in a theoretical approach called diffusion of innovations. And one of the things that they have found is that the terminology that we use to define voting and voting methods really makes a difference in voter participation and turnout. We've seen this firsthand at the Florida AFL-CIO. We represent hundreds of thousands of retirees across the state of Florida. And every political cycle, we are besieged with questions by retirees who are concerned about taking advantage of voting by mail and voting in the comfort of their homes because they are concerned that they will not, in fact, be absent on Election Day. And they're really concerned about breaking the law and violating any of Florida's laws and having their ballot thrown out. This change will make it abundantly clear in all of the materials that are distributed by our supervisors across the state in our 67 counties that voting by mail is a right that Floridians are able to enjoy without being absentee. Lastly, the National Association of Letter Carriers has lent their full support to this. This is a priority for them because they really want the Postal Service, which is actually the only constitutionally guaranteed service organization in America, to assist the state of Florida in its elections and conducting those elections and making sure that then they're done efficiently and fairly. So for all those reasons, we strongly support the legislation and really look forward to seeing this move forward in a bipartisan way. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we have a speaker request by representing the Communication Workers of America, Gail Marie Perry. Alrighty. In support of the bill. Thank you very much. Okay. Are there any questions? No questions? In debate. Senator Clemens, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just very briefly, I want to thank Senator Thompson for bringing this forward. This is an issue in many of our districts in South Florida. We have a larger senior population who maybe came from another state, and to them, absentee means a wholly different thing. So I really appreciate the effort on the bill. Thank you.
Any further debate? Seeing no further debate, Senator Thompson, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to point out that the letter carriers are in favor of this bill and the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Elections as well have no objection.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Thompson, having closed on her bill, Celia, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 112?
Senator Brannon? Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Hayes, Senator Negron,
yes.
Senator Smith,
yes.
Senator Thompson, Vice Chair Legge, Chair Richter.
Yes, and by your vote, show Senate Bill 112 reporting favorably. Members, we'll now pick up, go to tabs. Actually, we'll go all in one big group, tabs 3 through 21. Unless there's a senator that requests a separate vote on a specific individual, we'll take one vote on all of these members, these individuals on the tabs 3 to 21. Are there any questions? Are there any appearance forms? Nope. Okay. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation? Senator Thompson recommends to confirm all the appointees on tabs 3 through 21 without objection. Show that motion adopted. Celia, please call the roll.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Gates?
Yes.
Senator Hayes, Senator Negron, Senator Smith,
yes.
Senator Thompson,
yes.
Vice Chair Legge, Chair Richter.
Yes, and by your vote, the confirmation of the appointees in tabs 3 through 21 is recommended favorably. Does anybody have anything they'd like to offer? This concludes our meeting, and we will adjourn. Motion by Senator Smith. Cool.